to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day, how's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Politics with a Punch with Jeff Cruer. WGSO 990 and WGSO.com want you to get in on the conversation. Call us at 556-9696. Now, sit back and get ready for Ringside Politics with a Punch. Here's your host from ABC 26, the Conifer, the Kenner Star, KTV, City Business, and WLAE. It's WGSO's own Jeff Cruer.
All right. Hey, welcome back. Last hour. We're going to be bringing on more of your calls, hitting more of these topics. Also, we'll be weaving into this hour some guests who are going to be joining us. Thanks for being with us. Jeff Cruer here. It's Ringside WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com, with you weekdays 7 to 11. Our talk line, 504-556-9696. One of the issues we have been discussing the last few days has been the demise of the Times-Picayune and the rise of the Advocate. And, of course, the Advocate's decision to move into the New Orleans area. A lot of folks are excited about that, happy they'll have a daily newspaper once again. But there's some folks that were left, let's just say, in the lurch. Some folks who were, victims when the Times-Picayune made their decision to go from a daily publication to a publication just 3 days a week. And some of those employees are folks that need help. And there's an event coming up which is going to be all about helping those employees of the Times-Picayune who lost their jobs, folks who were fired when the change was made. So there's an event coming up this Saturday. And let's find out a little bit about what's going to be going on. Sheila Grissett is joining us. She is a longtime employee of the Times-Picayune, helping to organize this party that is coming up on Saturday. It's a black, white, and red all over event. And Sheila's with us on the hotline. And Sheila, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Jeff. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. So how many employees lost their job when the change was made?
Well, that seems to be up for debate. The Times-Picayune itself reported 201 at the time. They have hired some of those folks back. We don't really know how many. And they have brought in a number of young tech-savvy reporters. So, you know, more than 100, 150, ultimately, we don't know the exact number, but a lot of folks.
Now, the people who were let go, have a good number of them been able to find other jobs and move on? What's the situation with them?
Yes, and not only some of those who let go, but some of the reporters who were offered to stay on in various positions said thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
And a good number of those have gone on to really good jobs elsewhere, and have left the state in some cases to do so. And so, you know, not everyone who has lost a job is going to need help. Most probably won't. But we want to be there for those who do. And we have more than 50 requests for help
okay.
right now.
And those people that do need help are going to be the benefits of this, going to be receiving benefits from this event coming up. And let's talk about this event and how people can get involved. And what are your goals
right.
from this, Sheila? You have certain financial goals?
Just so folks know, because, you know, everything costs money. What we hope to do is to be able to make a mortgage payment or a rent payment for a month or two for any of our folks who need it during the transition.
Okay.
So that's our goal. The party is from 6 to 9 this Saturday at Howlin' Wolf. And that's 907 South Peters in New Orleans, just across from the convention center. We have a lot of food, some of the best restaurants in the city are donating food, and some of the best musicians in the city are donating their time and talent. So there's going to be a full lineup of music. So, and we're also going to be selling a lot of merchandise and art that has been created, some of it by Times Picayune employees, past and present, and some by artists in the city who just wanted to reach out and help. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and it all has some sort of newspaper theme. So we think people are going to enjoy having a chance to buy some of that.
So a lot of ways financially they can help by buying some items at the event, also by buying tickets.
Right.
And Saturday at the Howling Wolf, 6 to 9, $30 per person available at the door.
Right.
Now, for those
Or online.
Okay.
And if I might add one other thing.
Yeah.
We have an online auction that's going on that ends at 6 o'clock today.
Okay.
You can go to the -30-.org website. That's www.-30, spelled out, -.org. And get to that online auction. But it includes, like, time with Anderson Cooper, The Ellen Show, Hoda Kotb, Good Morning America, Meet the Press has given us VIP tickets, and meet and greet with the host there. I mean, just a lot of good stuff. And again, more art created by and for Times Picayune folks. So please, everybody, hop online and see if there's not something you like before it has to close at 6 o'clock today.
What has been, Sheila, the response to this from the public?
The response has been overwhelming once people know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing this with no budget, and so we really haven't had great advertising. The exception would be Gambit, who's been great to us and helped a lot, and you, and now some of the television stations are starting to carry some information. You know, we've used flyers and word of mouth and email and email alerts. So, you know, we'd really love a big push today and tomorrow to get people out for this event. And we're going to have some of your favorite Times Picayune personalities, past and present, who are going to be out, and they can maybe, listen to the public for a change.
Right.
So a lot of characters are going to be there. So we really hope people come out and just have a good time with us.
Very good. And, you know, many of these folks, of course, have given a lot to their community and just been a great asset, and really hope that they can now get back on their feet and find some other employment, and hopefully the vast majority can stay here in this area. I'm sure most of
it is a shame. Oh, the talent that has already left here is just so sad. I can hardly talk about it. We've had to say goodbye to people. The Times Picayune is a family, and we've had to say goodbye to people that had never wanted to leave New Orleans. It's been very hurtful. But, you know, we're strong together, so we're all sticking together as best we can. And we appreciate the members of the public who have reached out to help. There's some really generous people out there, and Irvin Mayfield among them, although there are many others. So we really appreciate everything that's being done to help our folks.
And finally, Sheila, what do you think is going to happen now going forward with the Times Picayune publishing 3 days a week and the Advocate coming in to be a daily?
It's a hard, hard thing. I've been a newspaper, daily newspaper reporter all my life. I left 18 months ago and went into public service flood policy because that was my expertise, and because of changes that were already being made. This is hard for us. We are a family, and some of our family members are left behind with the new company. So we don't want anything to happen to them. But I personally am supporting the 7-Day Advocate, and I've already subscribed, and I'm going to shop their advertisers.
Right.
And I know a lot of other folks are doing the same. We need and deserve a daily newspaper.
Definitely.
We wanted it to be wanted it to be
the Times-Picayune.
The Times-Picayune. Mm-hmm. But we really appreciate the Manship family listening, and we're going to be very supportive of them. And we're also going to be very supportive of our NPR station and The Lens, mm-hmm. and other, you know, good organizations here, news organizations.
The advantage, of course,
the
advantage, of course, with the Advocate is that it's locally owned, correct?
And yes, it is locally owned.
One of the problems with the Times-Picayune is that the ownership was not from here, and really, I don't think really understood the reaction to their decision.
No, I have no reason to think they expected or understood this, and I don't think they expected to lose as many of the people that they had hoped to retain. I think they thought those who got offered positions would just, you know, be grateful,
right,
and stay, and that hasn't happened. But again, we have friends who are still with the paper, so we don't want any bad thing for them. This is a terrible situation, and you should know that our Dash 30 Dash group, and of course that's the name of an old proofreading mark, that those of us who are old enough to remember typing our stories on typewriters, we ended our story with that proofreading mark, Dash 30 Dash. It means the end of story. So we thought that was pretty fitting for our nonprofit. But many of our nonprofit members and the people working so hard at this auction, some of them are people who are even staying at the Times-Picayune that did take the jobs offered. Others, like myself, had already left.
Right.
And so we're pulling together under really difficult circumstances, and trying to stay away from the politics.
Right.
We're trying hard to keep the fundraising mm-hmm. and the politics separate.
Yes.
Well, but,
listen.
We wish the Baton Rouge Advocate every success. And
I think they'll be very successful here. That's my gut feeling. And we'll see
what
happens.
They're a very different newspaper. Some people say people are going to be disappointed who like the Times-Picayune, because Baton Rouge Advocate is very different. That is true. It is a different newspaper. It's not quite as laid back as the Times-Picayune. But we don't know what the Times-Picayune is going to be either when it goes to 3 days.
Right.
And we do at least know that Baton Rouge is going to be here with us
yes.
daily.
Thank you, Sheila. We have a roll. We'll link to all this information. Look forward to seeing you Saturday at the event. Quick time out. We'll be back. It's Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Richard Tate.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Richard. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Need a place to watch your favorite NFL team? Well, Jiggers is the place. Jiggers has more than 12 flat screens to watch the NFL package on. If that's not enough, how would you like to go to a Saints game on Jiggers? Every Sunday during the regular season at Saints halftime, Jiggers gives away 2 tickets to the following home game. You don't need to be present to win. We have other giveaways as well, including free Jell-O shots every time the Saints score a touchdown. That's at Jiggers, where you can get the half-ounce charbroiled oysters on us. See you soon at Jiggers, who dats?
Interested in knowing where your food comes from, who grows it, how they grow it, and how to access locally grown food? Join us for All Things Local every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. here at WGSO 990.
Hello, this is Coach Alan DeRitter. I'd like to invite all of you to tune in to Monday night.